And somebody had to stay up there to be sure that they didn't go out and replace. So early one morning, a couple of the guys were doing some target shooting, some pistol shooting. And one guy went to change the target, and this other fellow was aiming out in that general direction. And another guy said, you know, don't do that while the guy's changing the target. I mean, he wasn't going to shoot anybody. You know, in gun safety, you don't point a gun anywhere at a person.
Yeah.
And so he grabbed his arm and to pull him up, to stop him, because he didn't respond. He said, hey, don't do that. And the guy ignored him, so he grabs his arm. In that process, he caused the gun to discharge, and it did hit this guy in the shoulder, but it was not a serious wound. But
that's lucky.
Oh, and then one other experience I had, we picked up a couple of guys to go hunt, go target shooting, and this guy shot himself in the leg.
Oh, gosh.
He was practicing safety. It was automatic. He opened it to make sure it was empty, and then you couldn't see inside the car down low, and he released it, and he clicked it just to make sure it was empty, and he thought he was just clicking it at the floor. And sure enough, he was aimed over at his leg.
Gosh.
Shot himself in the leg. But neither one of them were serious. But
that's lucky. What do you call it? With a rifle, you have something with shot in it. What's that thing called?
Well, are you speaking of a shotgun or shotgun shells?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are the shotgun shells called? There's another name for it.
Well, there are different types of shotgun shells. Different sides of shot. In other words, you can get buckshot, which is very coarse, that you might use on a large animal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's birdshot, which is real fine.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the casing that the shot comes in?
Well, it's a shell. Mm-hmm. They refer to them as shotgun shells, and they refer to that part as the case.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever call it the cartridge?
A cartridge would refer probably more, be used more often in connection with a rifle or a pistol than a shotgun.
Oh, okay.
In other words, you'd say a shotgun shell, but you might say a rifle or a pistol cartridge.
Okay, I see. Okay, back to the farm. What kind of pens would a farmer have for various animals? Let's start with horses. Where would a farmer keep horses?
Be a corral.
Okay. Where would pigs be?
They'd be in a sty.
Okay. How about chickens?
They'd be in a coop.
Okay. What do the pigs eat out of?
Trough.
Mm-hmm. What if you had two of them? You would have two what? The things that they eat out of.
No, I don't know.
One trough or two what?
I have no idea. Maybe two troughs or tubs
Sure. And what do we count oil in? Oil is counted like
barrels.
Uh huh. And beer comes in.
Well, it's measured in barrels and in ounces.
And you can buy beer
in six packs.
Well, in something like a barrel.
A barrel.
A little barrel.
Yeah. Keg.
Uh huh. And what would you use to feed the pigs? You'd carry the food in something. What's that thing called?
A bucket.
Okay. Milk comes from what?
Cows. Mm-hmm. Dairy.
Uh-huh. What's a male
Utter.
Cow? What's a male cow called?
A bull.
Mm-hmm. What about a baby cow?
A calf.
Okay. What's a male sheep?
Ram.
Mm-hmm. Female sheep?
You? No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you.
That works. Yeah.